One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I still don't think we're on beat though.
Hey, no, I'm just guessing. What's that thing called in
a metronome?
Metronome.
Paradiddle.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You are going
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's your a little brain teaser, great, by the way.
It does.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just cut my hair. You know, I'm not wearing a hat for a month.
Thank God. Wow.
It's really bold and brave of you.
Yeah. Your hair's also looking great. Very voluminous.
It's getting like too long.
Mm.
I'm kind of like, you know, enjoying the grow out process a little bit. I'm getting a little bit of length.
Oh, we're
on the
recording.
Back.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Alicia's bangs.
I did.
Banging.
Did you not have bangs already?
They were like longer.
But you just cut him shorter?
He's remembering my bangs in the wig.
So Oh, yeah.
That definitely was because you had bangs.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
You look more like Alicia than Alicia did, which is crazy.
And you look more like me.
Is that a compliment or is that not a compliment?
Honestly, everybody, we did a really good job. Everybody looked great. Episode was
I couldn't do it. I literally couldn't look at each person because I was talking about somebody else while talking to somebody else.
It was so confusing.
Really confusing.
We should have at least stayed in our own seats. I think that would have made it a little easier.
I liked that we switched.
I do too. It was just tough for me. My brain.
We should do it again, and then we'll have a better plan next time. Like we'll just until we get through everybody, we'll just keep doing.
You
that.
Mean you don't want a full hour of improv?
I don't want to get glammed up again. That was a lot. That was tough.
Imagine being a girl.
Yeah.
Try being a girl.
So everything that we did that day, you do that before every podcast?
Mm-hmm.
That's
honestly,
wild.
Longer though, because I feel like that was pretty quick.
Yeah.
That was like, what, 40 minutes for them, if yeah. not?
Normally it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You girls are soldiers.
Thank you.
Oh my God, the bravery.
Thank you so much. What was your favorite part?
I really liked the wigs. They were just such good quality. I think they looked really real and it sold it more.
Fully agree with that.
Agree.
They were really good.
It was really annoying just to have hair
in the way.
Like, with the nails, it's like
the nails are
it's
crazy.
It's a lot. There's just too much on you. When the hair was, I just kept.
Yeah.
It has to be the same with real hair. It can't be any different.
I mean, so you would know. You had
inches. It gets very annoying. It does.
Like a little soft, real hair is a little softer than a wig hair though, right? Because I feel like those wigs were like a little
itchy.
They
were still synthetic.
Yeah.
I think the most annoying part was the eyelashes for sure.
Understand.
Yeah. I hated that.
That's how it feels on your
eyes.
There's one
it's
right there.
PTSD
it's
right
definitely
now.
From you or you.
That's Heath's whore lashes. That's not mine. I don't wear that shit. That's way too big for me.
I didn't like the facial hair. It was very itchy.
Oh my God. I felt me breaking out the whole time.
Now you know what it feels like for guys to have facial hair. Mm-hmm. We deal with it every single day.
And now you know what it feels like when girls are like, just grow a beard. Yeah. Like makeup for men and everybody looks better with a beard. And like guys are like, we don't want a beard, man. It's itchy. It's annoying.
It is itchy. And I understand. People were saying that you guys should have fully committed and shaved for the episode.
I could have, but I just didn't want to. One time I fully committed by shaving for a costume and I just had to deal with it for like 2 months of just being.
It's two months.
It takes like, if you shave it down, it takes a long time to get that beard back out.
Dang.
The beards really aren't itchy though until they start getting like really long.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, a little stubble. It's nothing.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I think this is like the shortest I like it is what I have right now.
Shortest?
Yeah, I don't like it too short. I like to cover it as much as possible. Mm. I think it also helps me look my age too.
I mean, I definitely didn't, let's be real, I didn't look good no matter what. I think I'd be a very ugly guy, just saying that.
No, you got a lot of compliments of you as a guy.
But I will say the beard made me feel a little more manly, you know? So in that sense, I was like, okay, I see, like this adds a lot.
It took it to the next level.
It did.
It completed it.
Before I was like, this is a little.
You know what completed it? Our like fill in with the makeup.
Oh, that was all you, bitch. It wasn't
Thank
me.
You so much. But like
My
before,
idea.
It looked a little crazy. And then when we added, it really took it to the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Alicia looked, I felt like Alicia looked much different. I'm not saying this in a bad
you
way.
You look like so bad without makeup.
Alicia looked so much different than Alicia. Just still looked like Alicia to me, except just with the just hat with the and beard. Hair.
When it came off,
I got comments.
That was
right?
So funny.
When that happened to you too, well,
I got comments of you when you had your glam or like with the beard and had the glam. Everyone was like, "You look like Manny MUA."
No, literally,
you did.
I should have done like a makeup tutorial, like use the sound or something. Damn it!
Someone looked like someone said I looked like Cortex on the Crash Bandicoot game, but in girl form.
No, like I see that, it.
Jordan, I reacted the same way. I was like, that is so niche. How did somebody even come
Wait,
up
who?
With that?
I want to look
Pretty
him up.
Good.
Cortex from Crash Bandicoot, when he dressed as a girl, like when he looked like a girl in one of the levels. It's so specific, but it like they hit the nail on the head with that
some
one.
Some people are really good.
Yeah.
Like some people are really good.
I want to be a professional commenter. I think that's what really makes like TikToks. So you see a TikTok, it's funny, right? Whatever. But you go to the comments,
it makes
that's
it.
What makes yeah. it. Yeah. And you know what's worse than TikTok comments? Or not worse, but like better? Instagram real comments.
Instagram is just hate. They're ruthless.
It's hey, but they're like it. They're for some. They're just they got it down. They like yeah, they yeah, just yeah. they have better hitting comments than a TikTok comments.
They're aggressive.
You yeah, know what's they're the worst? Aggressive. YouTube Shorts.
Are they bad?
Oh, I've
really
never seen
really bad because it'll just land on the wrong person that doesn't know who you are and like and just in the depths of YouTube Shorts. And I feel like people that specifically watch Shorts are like it's a very specific person.
You know what's worse too?
It's crazy.
It's like when you have a video go viral, you're like, ah, yes, it's gone viral because I can tell it's reached that type of audience who doesn't already know me.
Yeah.
But it would be worse on something like Shorts where there's one comment and it's like that type of comment. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. If it just lands on the wrong algorithm, like on the wrong little For You page, it's gone.
Because I remember there was times where like videos would hit like the trending, remember the trending page on YouTube. Do they still have that? Is that a thing still?
Yeah. I mean, not like it used to be though. It was so like I've made the trending page.
But all the comments would either be in a different language or just flat out terrible.
Yeah. Or terrible in a different language.
Yeah, no. So, no, you know what? Now that you're saying Shorts, it has to be just like the trending
it's
page
really,
comments. Yeah, it's really bad. Really
I don't
bad.
Like look at them. And then one day I looked, I was like, oh my God, it was all bad.
You're like, suddenly,
I'll stick with the people that know me. I don't need a new audience.
Those type of hate comments, though, from people that like that never bother me.
They're
it's
funny.
The people that like know you that are like, you know what? I don't like them. I'm gonna leave. It's like, damn, you like me. What happened?
How do I get you back?
How do I get you back? It's like a fun little challenge, though.
Shall we just jump into it?
Strap in, y'all.
Hit it! All right.
I'm Zay.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane. Sorry. I forget because I always think we're going in an order. So
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
And welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. If you are not subscribed, you definitely should be. Did we dress up as each other last week? Yeah. Is comedy.
I love
what is this, the Broski Report? Just by herself. Just. I don't know. Did we? Yes, we did.
Okay, monologue. Go on, baby. Give her the script.
You can tell she's been on audition. She's on auditions.
She was on Bizarre Bark.
Yeah, I know.
Let's all remember.
My acting career.
Did you have to audition for that?
No. Well, I auditioned for another role.
Oh, so you didn't deserve it. So there's people out there that are auditioning and you're just giving it.
Alicia was the audition. You just didn't know you were auditioning.
No, quite literally. Mm-hmm. I auditioned for another role that I didn't get. And they're like, sorry, you suck. But actually, you'd be really good for this Disney thing. We're having a lot of like YouTubers do cameos.
They'll bring you from one completely different show to another.
It was gonna be like a web series, and then I didn't get that.
Oof.
And I was like, oh, that's okay.
It's pretty good though. Web series to television.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
The people that make fun of lines from like a Disney show or a Nickelodeon show.
1000%.
And it's just like the typical line that was used in everything, and they're like, oh yeah, you in what army?
Yeah.
Oh.
That army. It's just like,
oh no, he's right behind me, isn't he?
Wait, that's so good.
It's good acting. It's just like
specific
stuff. It's for Disney specifically.
So interesting.
I never noticed that like they are like very specific actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Like the delivery.
Heath, remember when we it was a long time ago. I think it was like during COVID. I think it was like 2020 or 2019, I forget. But remember there was this YouTuber that was holding fake auditions and sending. Yes. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
Okay, so there was this YouTube channel that would like come up with like fake shows or fake movies, and they would send auditions to like different talents, like teams.
They would reach out to their teams,
and it would get through the teams.
Well, especially to the talent. People were just happy for
anything. Yeah. Word. So I remember that I got one. No, I remember I got one for it was like Borat. Three Borat? Or something. It was the newest Borat movie. In my head, I was like, oh, this makes sense. I'm Arab. There's not a lot of Arabs in this space, or there is, but I just got asked to, you know, audition, and I'm not a good actor at all. I already decided that I wasn't going to do it, but I decided to like look into it. And I remember going to like the site and everything, and it didn't make sense. The link,
but it looked really legit.
It looked very legit.
They went as far as to make a site for this too.
It wasn't. There was something sketchy about it. I don't remember exactly what I found, but I just remembered like the email. I couldn't find the contact on the site that they had linked, which kind of told me that it was fishy, right? And so I remember telling.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
My manager that like, hey, this seems fishy. I don't think it's real. Yeah. And what the hell is that doing here still?
No,
is that the Diva Cup? Alicia, you need to clean this room up.
There's one nail on the floor.
Yo, that's from like 3 months ago.
There's one single nail.
I saw it when I was moving that plant, and I was like, why the fuck is that still here?
Yeah, who's just using it now? I mean, it's right there.
It fell out.
Remy, she goes,
oops.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I forget. It was somebody, I completely forgot who it was, but somebody ended up falling for it. No. That we knew and did the audition, right? But not only them, this person. It was like I think five other creators that they got and they took their auditions and then they posted it as a YouTube video. Terrible.
No.
Well, I remember that every day. Imagine that's I did the audition and so I sent bad. It in. I know
like
it would have been
you
bad.
Don't want anybody. You already auditions. Feel uncomfortable enough like sending it to like the producers or whoever to like review it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then knowing it gets out and put into a YouTube video as you
Well, especially influencers who like aren't actors.
Yeah.
Like I'm putting myself in that category. Like it's so bad.
And that's exactly why this like YouTuber did it. I mean, it's a great
such
prank.
A good idea.
Imagine
it's
you got, like,
so
an
good.
A-lister.
But I remember being really proud that like I caught that, because normally like I'm usually pretty bad at catching shit like that.
Oh my god!
Not everyone gets a however though.
Yeah.
So I think you should give yourself a pat on the back.
Thank you so much.
Or when Lucas Gage was doing that interview or the audition and the director. Did you ever see that?
What is it?
Oh my god!
Tell him.
I
doing forget
a Zoom interview. And the director, like the casting director, whoever it was, thought they were muted.
Wasn't it for White Lotus?
I don't know if he's in White Lotus. I don't know if it was for
maybe I got
White
it confused.
Lotus.
It was for a certain show and an actor that's in White Lotus was auditioning for this role.
And it's like via Zoom. And so the director thought he was muted, but he wasn't. And he said something along the lines of like, damn, like this kid's apart. So he was insulting his apartment because it was like very barren and just like saying that like it looked like not great.
It was like poor thing. He probably needs this job. It was something like that. Like something like putting him down.
Yeah. Just ripping his house that he
house
was
apart. Yeah. And forgot to be off mute.
The same type of situation happened with an influencer. We're not like close or anything, but I remember hearing this story. I was like, this is insane. So imagine like a celebrity brand, like whether makeup, fashion, et cetera.
Like Fenty.
Like a Fenty equivalent. Okay. It wasn't Rihanna.
Okay.
But it was
an influencer, or it's just celebrity brand in
general. A celebrity brand was working with this influencer, yeah, and they were going to do, I think it was like a virtual collab.
I know what you're talking about.
This is insane. Really, 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 really A-list known celebrity.
Okay, damn. Is it like known? Can you say it? Or
I can't say
oh,
it.
Oh, you can't say it. Okay.
Is this public knowledge, or you just
no.
know this?
No. I believe the collab never came out because of this.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty damn sure.
Some inside scoop right now. I love it.
So the celebrity, they were doing a virtual, it was definitely over Zoom. I forget if it was a collab or an interview, but it was definitely filmed. Long story short, they end it. They thought it wasn't recording anymore, like the Zoom. It was still recording. The celebrity is like smiling and he goes, oh, thank God that's over. Like,
the celebrity did that?
Yes.
And they said something, I forget exactly what it was, but they said something worse.
It was worse. I forget it. I don't want to like, I like forget exactly what it was, but it was like, ugh, I can't stand like them. Or yeah, like something yeah, 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 of that sort.
Oh, wow.
And because of this, that collab never happened. But then the influencers on this side hearing it. And I was just like, that would be my 13.
Yeah.
Someone that I like grew up looking up to, I would be like, oh, dang, I'm ending my career.
That's really bad.
Because the celebrity's team sent all the footage to like, yes, to the person was like, footage. Here, it was the raw footage. It was like,
no!
Here,
it was the raw footage.
Here, like edit, like here's all your footage. And then edit. At the end, and it was left in.
I couldn't even imagine.
Wait, hold on.
I'm sorry. What do you mean the unedited footage? It was a Zoom. It was a Zoom, though.
They were Zooming while they were talking, but someone was filming the celeb
like
side.
A BTS.
Someone was filming, like for the footage.
Like
so imagine
real cameras.
Us, like we're on a Zoom, but someone is filming each of us.
Yeah, getting BTS.
Then I send you all the footage to edit for your video.
Because you're going to post like a BTS of the collab.
So the influencer got the footage? Yes.
And then imagine.
Wait, let me fact check to make sure this video never went up.
I'm pretty damn sure. I'm sorry, but then imagine your editor is like, yo, Zane, come here and look at this. Because like they're the ones going through it and found it.
Okay, if you were the editor, would you cut it? Like you,
I would have cut it.
I wouldn't tell the person.
Oh, I whoever's paying me, I'm telling.
The thing like, is that if
that
this,
would hurt if, me so much.
If the celebrity brand wants to work with this person and this work person like wants to work with the celebrity brand, I think I would have saved both sides a headache and embarrassment and just cut it out and let them grow through with it and then maybe tell them after.
But also think about it, you're like promoting this brand of someone who's like such a dick to you.
Well, I mean, I think the interaction was probably great on camera. I'm sure if it wasn't for that, they would have done it.
But
you know what I mean?
Think about any other situation though. I'm sure there's shit talking on all ends of the spectrum when it comes to like brands working with other brands.
But
I'm sure there's nightmare stories.
Your idol.
But to see it, like I'm sure it's happening, but to see it makes it so
wait,
sad.
The idol was the one that said that?
Or the celebrity. Yes.
Thought it was like someone on the team that said that.
No, the celebrity.
They're like, cut. And then the idol goes like, I hate them.
Who
like essentially.
Who owns the brand? Like who owns the brand?
Damn. Wow.
I know. Would you somehow through your team or yourself let the other side know you got that footage?
I would.
Like how would you go about it? Would you be like, hey, I think you... Like, how would you go about it?
Okay, so if I was the editor, like if Zane hired me to be an editor for this project, whatever, for a thing he's doing, if I'm editing it, I see it, I'm not telling Zane.
Really?
No.
But wouldn't you
if
not
it was
want
like
him
that,
like promoting Game of Thrones or something? If like the Game of Thrones person
I 100% would not want, if Heath caught that, he wouldn't tell me.
I wouldn't tell him.
Oh, I would want to know.
I wouldn't want to ruin that for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah. I feel like it takes it away. Like, it's better unknown. Because first of all, he's going to think about that constantly. He's going to be like, oh my gosh, why? What?
Pretty bad. I guess I'll think about it.
I just wouldn't.
I wouldn't want to know. But if I was told, then I think I would have my team reach out and be like, hi, we're definitely disappointed. Like this.
I would go to the like management. So if I was this editor in Zane's situation, yeah, I'd go to his manager, be like, hey, deny the job, tell Zane like it fell through, something like that. Maybe even that.
Yeah.
But go back to the team and be like, hey, next time be more professional and edit some footage before you send it over to the other team.
But don't let the talent know. Don't let that person know because it would just put them down.
I think
the celebrity, the celebrity knows that they just did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like they know they're... pretty shitty thing to do, especially getting off like.
But yeah. I do like the like disappointed at the at
yeah. I think I would be like, hi, I don't like if I was a manager, say I'm your manager and you're okay with this, I'd be like, hi, we're not going to move forward with this collaboration after getting the raw footage and we saw some things. Maybe not even say what they saw. Yeah. So then they're wondering, like,
they like skim through the whole 2 hour raw footage themselves.
You know, like, we're definitely disappointed. We're not going to move forward. You know, this is just let you know for future to be more aware.
Wait, I wonder, this is me just speculating and now being a conspiracy theorist. It didn't go out. I wonder if there was like a, hey, we're going to pay you to not out this.
Ooh, we'll still
and
give
that's,
you the
and that's what I was saying. You could have gone the professional money. Route or the petty route.
The scammer route
and be like, hey, look, whatever deal we're going to do, I need it doubled now.
Triple
and
it.
And this is still going to go through. This collaboration is still happening. But our rate just doubled.
Suddenly.
I'll probably be in a pretty dark spot for a little bit if I heard something like that from George R.R. Martin. Imagine.
So niche. So
specifically him.
Who is that?
The guy who wrote
Game of Thrones.
Oh, got it.
I thought he was saying Giorgio Armani.
I like my high end products.
Oh my God. I mean, that is still like one of my biggest fears is that I'm going to accidentally send like the wrong footage or something as if I'm fucking filming crazy shit.
Right.
Like,
right.
But in my head, I'm like, what if it's the wrong one? But
that's pretty bad that person's team sent that footage through like that. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Reckless.
Right. Yeah. Very reckless.
Someone's getting fired.
You know what? And you know what? Maybe that celebrity had a horrible day and they were just, you know, benefit of the doubt.
You know those people on YouTube that post the raw files or like the wrong video, like the girl that was like
getting the thumbnail dog. With the baby.
Well,
the baby.
That one was
the kid
crazy.
Being like smiled.
The kid was crazy. Karma. And the girl with her dog. Didn't something happen with someone's dog?
Yeah, they took the dog.
No. Someone was like abusing the dog.
Wait,
right?
Please tell me you know what it's from.
Oh, it was
taking the dog.
Dumbass.
It's from Pretty Blonde.
Pretty Blonde.
Pretty Blonde.
Pretty Blonde. What's that?
Legally
Blonde.
Pretty legal.
That is pretty ever open. Pretty Basic Law Firm.
Legally Unfiltered.
Pretty Legal.
Hey,
pretty
I was
legal.
Still all for that name. We never did it though.
Legally unfiltered.
Legally Unfiltered. Sounds good.
No, I believe there was another podcast.
Damn it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Never forget when we got on a Zoom with like four lawyers and Zane's fighting them about the law. Fighting them about the law.
I was just
annoyed. I was just like, guys.
And we knew, but we were like, let's just let them
like,
do
I think
thing.
They know more than we do about
no,
the law.
No, they definitely do. But somebody has to fight for the four of us.
Remember when Zane kept questioning it? And then the lady was like, well, you called me to tell you. I'm telling you, and you're disregarding what I'm saying. So you know what?
She definitely billed us for those hours.
That's
for
all,
sure.
All 100%.
She's like, wow, easiest hour of my life. Yep.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. Just invoice me for that call. That's fine.
Oh my God. In conclusion, don't meet your idols. Which
it's a very
is why
common thing.
We it shouldn't is. Be your idols, but if you ever want to come to one of our meetups, let us know, or live shows. We're talking about live shows. We still haven't talked about it.
Live show? We should. We should do a live.
You guys actually down?
Yeah, like, let's go to like a bar, like a random corner bar.
Karaoke bar. We prefer
a live show?
I don't mind.
And
like,
that's it.
Yeah, I don't mind doing karaoke
night.
Wait,
I forget if I said this already, so sorry, but if not, That's my memory. When we were in Korea, like, we wanted to go to this one karaoke spot because it's literally like, imagine a tall building, but it's all windows that you can see through.
Oh,
so you
cool.
see everyone oh, like right. dancing in that's different sick. Colors and singing, but you can't hear the songs.
That's cool.
Imagine like that's our opening. You know what I mean?
Like, I like that.
Like we each have our own and then it's like this square lights up, this square lights up.
Wow.
But then they can't hear.
That sounds expensive, but we just got to make the tickets like $550 each and then we'll be able to do something like that.
I mean, or for free.
Let's just go right under Taylor Swift's like price.
Okay.
When you go on like SeatGeek or anything like that, it's Taylor Swift basically unfiltered and then everybody else.
I love the idea. I just think Mariah will only be in the audience and unfortunately she'll probably, we'll probably need her to do backup dancing. So,
so
she
real.
May not even true. Be in the
so
audience.
So real.
Yeah. And Mariah wouldn't even pay for a ticket. It'd be free for her.
Exactly.
And
so real.
We'll figure it out.
Needless to say, day. Comment below where we should have a live show.
We should. We should do one show where only one, it's one ticket available and it's like
hell
for
no.
$5,000.
Hell
and
no.
And then the whole show's for one person. That's pretty crazy.
Wait, but that'd be so intimate.
That would
like,
be.
Do you make eye contact? Do you not?
You
like,
have to.
You have to. Yeah.
You
no,
have
you're,
to.
We are.
Wait, they pay for the eye contact.
This is Jordan every week.
Jordan, you're so lucky.
Jordan,
you won
do you
the
have
Danimal
fun?
Sweepstakes.
I do have fun. I love one.
You're so cute.
Sometimes I just want to give him a mic. You know.
I know.
He deserves one.
Just prop one up. Just kind of like
just
got
for
a
when
arm.
He does say something like
yeah.
it's there. You know.
Yeah. Or do like that the cup. You know the cup. Where you attach it to a string.
Yes.
That like actually works,
it
right?
It works.
It
yeah.
does, yeah.
Does it really?
I think
yes.
it does. It you does. Know, as kids.
I feel like it's like,
yeah, I just didn't know it actually worked.
I truly, like whenever you're talking and like, you really do kind of hear it through
yeah,
the.
Yeah, it sends the vibration wait. Through the cord.
Yeah.
Wait, the cup.
Okay, let's make one. Jordan, make one right now. And then we can.
Please.
We please. Okay, people forget that.
Guys,
like,
we're getting a caller.
And then we can play telephone.
Here we
and
go.
We can see if
coming in live.
Coming in live.
Jordan changes his voice every caller.
Hi, guys. Big fan.
Hi,
we have a caller.
First time caller, long time listener.
We still need a moderator, though, just in case Jordan decides to just be crazy with questions.
Oh, my God.
Oh boy.
Yeah, we could definitely do the live. I think we're ready. I think I'm ready.
That didn't sound confident.
I know you guys are.
Well, here's the best part is like brain rot. That's the name.
The brain rot tour.
The brain rot. Brain rot.
The brain rot.
The
brain rain tight.
Pretty fuck. Basically unfiltered.
BRT.
The brain rot tour.
I like that. It's a good
like
mark.
It.
BRT.
Low like, expectations.
Exactly. They come
exceed.
In, they're expecting nothing. They leave, they're like, wow, they're scholars. Yeah. Just kidding. That's not going to happen.
I like that. And make the tickets really cheap, like $3 a ticket.
But then we'll be
where
like,
there's not mu- they, we're not feel too pressured.
Wait, we can say, everyone look under your seat. And then they think there's like something there, but it's like, the QR code for like the GoFundMe to be like, hey guys, whatever
if you
you're
enjoyed,
willing.
If you enjoyed your time tonight,
whatever you're willing to give, it could be like $2, like whatever you think this was worth.
We pass the hat around like at church.
And all like tithing.
God, that's
there's,
really funny to do just
like
for
cents,
just for one stop.
There's
like,
only a dime in it.
We take
you
the
see
loss.
Everybody just doing this. Nobody's stopping.
We take the loss, but that joke would be so worth it.
Really?
Just to see how much is
what would be funny
in the
is
hat.
A TikTok going viral of
yes.
like somebody filming in there, and
wait.
It's like exposing like yeah. For the Basically Unfiltered podcast tour, they had a bucket going
okay.
around and nobody
yes.
was...
No, we're doing this and we'll donate whatever the money we raise, but they won't know that. So then like the TikToks are still viral like they think...
Alicia, if the hat's empty, then $0,
no,
zero donations.
Regardless, even if it's a dollar, we can't scam from people. So we'll donate that dollar to Mariah's editing fund.
I think it's fun.
I think it's funny. Like, let's troll.
Okay.
Let's
right, so
not actually ask people for money, please.
Let's go
no,
a
no,
step
but
further.
But the tickets are zero. Like, nothing. So
oh.
it's like, pay what you think this was worth. And some people may say, you know what? $10. That was worth a coffee.
I think
some
we hold an actual
say,
church service.
I mean.
And take it a step above.
Wait, I love it.
If we're going to go do the hat thing, let's just do the whole thing.
I'll
we come out in
God's
priest
image.
Outfits. Yes.
God's image.
Set it up like a church. We'll have flowers everywhere.
It could be beautiful. A little too Kanye, but
oh.
is that still a thing? Sunday service?
No, I think he's not even a thing right
now. Oh yeah.
I didn't know how to say that.
Is he still like?
I hope he's well.
Canceled. I hate the word canceled. Is he still canceled?
I'm like, do we think he's a clone?
There's something weird about him.
Something. And then even the Britney clones. Have you seen the Britney clones?
Like on the internet or like walking around?
If you look at some of the actual, like the Free Britney movement, it's not done. Because when you actually look, it's not done.
It's never done.
I'm letting everyone know.
It's never done.
There's certain times like she'll have a gap in her tooth and other TikToks she won't.
But I told her, what if she just has composite bonding?
No, I don't
Maybe
think
she
so.
Maybe she ate some Tonghulu.
I can't take and put back.
Yeah.
It's not removable.
It won't get knocked out though? Like
or it's
a
retainer.
Could get knocked out, right?
There is.
Or she flossed too hard.
Wait, I just thought of the dance move.
She has the electric one. Maybe it just like knocked
it out.
I have
the electric one.
Maybe she has it. The water pick. Mm.
To stop those rumors, or why doesn't she just go on like Oprah or something?
Because she doesn't. That's the thing. That's why it's still
a mystery.
Do you think, I'm not talking about Britney specifically, but do you think there's people that whenever there's a rumor that started about like one of these celebrities, you think, do you think a lot of them like to keep that rumor going so they don't like...
So it keeps the relevancy?
Yeah.
I mean...
Kind of like, remember, I don't know if you remember this girl or not. Remember that girl a long time ago? Forget her name. I think like Marina Joyce, something like that. Everybody thought that she was kidnapped or she was held hostage.
In the videos, right? And people were saying like, if you need help or whatever, do something in a video. And she was doing those.
She was getting so much attention. And then it ended up coming out that like she was fine the whole time.
That's
but
so
she
scary.
Knew that she was getting all these comments and people reaching out, but she never did anything. And then it got to the point where everyone's like, okay, you knew these people were worried. Why didn't you say anything? And
it's like that documentary you watched.
Yeah. The Perfect Wife. Anyone watch that?
The exactly. Yeah. There's just some people that kind of like the
sick in the head,
just the rush. I'm going to do it once.
Zane runs away.
That'd be crazy though, imagine.
Speaking of running away, I asked my friend about the Vegas story. I was like, hey, her seeing you.
Oh, being the bus.
Yeah,
let's figure that out.
Well,
my God.
I got down to it. I did get the story slightly wrong and I apologize. So I'm going to restart from the beginning.
The way you said it though was so good.
Yeah, that setup was crazy.
I feel like we leave it like that. Just leave it there.
I know, but I feel, even though we don't fact check, I did have to fact check. Yeah. I wanted to come and
set the story straight.
It doesn't really help your situation. I'm letting
you
know.
It's worse.
I get it. Yeah, but Alicia's friend apparently like a long time ago in Vegas was just walking around and saw me out in a bush.
Zane, let's give you the choice. Would you like to leave it how it is or would you like her to
deal
elaborate?
Deal or no deal.
Oh, yes. Elaborate. Good. Oh, you have to elaborate. I'm like,
okay.
So that was a lie.
It
don't believe everything you hear on the internet and that's why.
And that's why.
Okay,
so I was like, hey, before the next recording, I wanted to tell this story on the podcast, but like, did I get it wrong? Did I get it right? Can you elaborate a little bit more? She's like, oh my God, yeah, there's not, like, it wasn't that crazy. However, I got the story wrong. She was not walking on the sidewalk and did not physically see you in the bushes sleeping. Ooh. I'm so sorry.
So none of it was right.
What was the truth?
So the truth was,
I walked by sober in Vegas, just walked
she
by.
She was actually the one in the bush.
She was the one in the bush. So backstory, if people didn't, I forget which episode, if that was one back or, no, I think that was like, two or three back now.
Yeah.
It was the first episode.
I think it was like the first episode. Regardless, my friend was dating a guy who's like, I guess a mutual between.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know like how close of friends, but like a mutual nonetheless.
Whoever it was probably didn't like me, so.
All I'm saying is, so they were together because she happened to be in Vegas a time that you and your buddies were also in Vegas, okay?
Mm.
So it was a fun weekend, her and the guy meet up, whatever, and apparently all day or all night.
Continue.
Apparently all day or all night, everyone was like, where's Zane? We can't find him. Like, where the fuck is he?
I love a mystery.
Then at one point she was like, oh yeah, everyone just assumed, oh, he must be like in a private room with like a girl or something because he's been gone a long time.
Oh.
Right?
And this, wait, where was this?
Vegas.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So then she was like, yeah. But then come to find out hours later, he's walked into a room with a security guard and the security guard says that he found you in the bushes.
Oh, so you still were in a bush.
I was still found in a bush.
Yeah, you were still sleeping in a
but
bush.
But it's coming from a security guard. I don't believe him.
I always believe.
Because it went through women. It went through how many people to get to Alicia?
The same security guard that woke you up.
That was good, Rim.
That was good.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. So,
but
like,
she was in the room when you walked in with the security guard, and she did say the security guard verbally said, "We found him. He was in the bush."
Was the security guard mad, or and was he?
I don't
coherent?
Know. I can ask for more clarification.
So the story's
tune
still
in
true.
Next
get
week.
The cup. Call. Have her call in.
Yeah. I'm getting there's a lot of holes in the story.
There's not. You were still sleeping in your bed, actually.
I don't believe it.
Oh, one thing. For that episode too, Mariah reminded me, and it was the funniest part of the story, and we forgot to tell it, about when you woke up in the random car.
Oh, okay.
The best part of
the Kia.
Yes. The best part of that story we left out, and she reminded me of it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I forgot that detail. When you got out of the car, all of your belongings were laid up on the sidewalk.
Yes.
So he had his phone, his wallet, like it was his nightstand. Like he got ready for bed and left it outside the car. Perfectly aligned, his keys, wallet, phone, everything.
So I have some sense of like you know,
like he
respect.
Literally, he got ready for bed on the curb in front of the door.
He's like fluffing his pillow.
But that is so cute. Like he literally
That's
goes,
really cute.
No one stole anything.
That's You're, really cute.
Isn't that?
I wasn't in the best part of town either.
Wait.
But it's just so cute that you like took your stuff out of your pockets and like, I'm ready for bed
Wait,
now.
Wait, but that's
happening.
<happy.
laughs> See, ladies, I can be cute. I can be cute, you know?
Like even in that moment, you got ready
That's
for bed.
Really cute. He did his skincare routine.
I'm just
he
face
had
mask.
A sleepy girl mocktail. That's cute.
All right,
I just wish really there was a funny. Camera from how it went to, hi, Uber for Zane. Okay, cool. Close to... Let me take my hoodie and like make it like a blanket.
Really funny.
It's yeah. cute.
No, it's and that's why I quit drinking. That's why I quit.
He swears by that.
Where's your drink? Oh.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
Sorry, I feel like I say a lot of my jokes like quiet and then.
Oh, no, we hear it. We hear it. Everybody hears it.
I just feel like good. I don't like this. I still want headphones. I think that'll help me not interrupting people because I don't. Hear like I feel we like I need the like to hear it. You
half
know?
The people like on our other podcast.
You mean Matt?
Yeah.
Matt and Mariah.
We know him.
Mariah has headphones.
Okay. Mariah has headphones.
Half
too.
The people. Matt.
I said half like it was a 20-person podcast. Half the people do it.
No, I think I'm gonna do that next episode.
Isn't it crazy that there's podcasts out there that have like 20 people in the room? They I always do? Thought we had a lot in one.
It's the one where the guy like rips a bunch of girls. It's not like.
But still, though, it's just like a lot of. It's just a lot of people in one room. It's just too much.
Well, when we first heard about us collabing years ago, I remember being like, wait, there's going to be six of us. Like, that's crazy.
Mm. Oh, because
the original collab. Because I was like, wait, there's going to be, that's so many people. Yeah.
That's why we can never have a guest on this podcast.
That's I know. True.
We got a good thing going. Mm-hmm. I like what we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, also like, let's wait till we're like, we're really out of stories. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like when we need a little... Like, oh shit, what are we going to talk about?
Everyone listening? Yeah, like now.
Yeah, like right now.
So we have our first guest, Jordan.
Jordan, will you be our first guest?
Jordan puts all of our wigs on.
Wait.
He does a puppet show.
Okay, we need to start doing like hidden things. Did you ever watch Psych?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah.
Remember the pineapple? How it was like a thing that in every episode there would be a pineapple
I
hidden? Like
Psych.
We should do something with our episodes, whether it's like, Jordan's like in the background or something for like one frame.
That's a lot.
No, it's funny.
But that you would have to set it up where it'd be in the middle of a story.
Not necessarily. It could be a reaction shot.
Oh, okay.
I just feel like we should hide something or do something.
Like a little prop or something. Like if it was like the eyelash.
Good luck. Where's Waldo? Good luck finding that shit.
Yeah. Imagine hanging up the eyelash in front of like the
or
wall.
Or a secret
on the wall.
Word. I saw people come. Did you guys used to play a game with a secret word?
Yeah, we did.
Secret word game.
Are we allowed to play that or no?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had a lot of thumbs ups, but like no one mentioned it.
Do they know?
Do you
the
know
word?
What it is?
No.
So basically, Jordan writes down a bunch of words before the episode and hands us three words each that we have to try to get into the episode in a casual conversation without somebody else calling out that was your
Wait,
secret
I
word.
Like
love
fanny flutters.
That.
Yeah.
Fanny
and
flutters.
And then there would be there. So there'd be two words you need to get through, and there would be like a bonus word.
Yeah.
That if you can get this one in. And nobody noticed, then you like win.
And everyone has different words.
Yes.
Yeah.
God. But if
but
I call out that was your word,
because
it's a little out of time. Okay.
Words.
Okay.
I love it. Let's play next game.
It's but fun. I don't know. Sometimes I felt like Jordan was giving better words to certain people.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah. Like one person will have Alaska and then the other one will have like boobagigigaga. It's like, all right, Jordan.
Hey, but
that's
like,
just not cool.
Let's pick out of the
like
hat then.
We
we'll
feel
pick
like
out
that
of
was
hat.
Targeted a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was for sure.
But it is fun because I will say the only thing that kind of sucks about it is that your brain is on it the entire episode
it
and
really
you're like
is.
Trying so hard to get that word
okay,
out.
Okay. What if instead of,
excuse me.
Sorry.
Phone's off in the recording room.
Sorry. No I was just, you know, just waiting for a, It's from
Domino's.
Yeah, no, something like that. It was my gym membership is about to cancel.
Uh-oh.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Speaking of games, my best friend from high school came over this weekend and we made 40 t-shirts for her wedding.
Oh,
we did a screen printing situation. It was very cute. And she loves games. She's all about games. And so Alicia came over. We all went out one night.
Drinking games is all I was going to say.
Oh, she loves a drinking game. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize people were drinking.
Yeah, it's a drinking game.
Oh.
All round.
I was just playing for fun.
Oh, I was just drinking for fun.
Okay, my bad.
We don't always need a drink to play games, guys.
It could be sober because I had fun playing it sober. And it's a game that she's been playing with all her friends and basically...
Unfiltered.
You just kind of look at each other and you're like, I assume this about you. And I guess it was drinking because if they got it right,
ooh, then, it sounds toxic.
Then you would drink. And if not,
you're supposed to never assume anything.
I mean, yeah. Why? I agree.
Sounds like hotspot.
But we're going to keep it light and fun. Light and fun. Like, for instance, one that she said to Alicia was like, I assume you loved the Skip It as a kid.
Ooh.
Which if we remember the Skip It, it was like a plastic ring attached to a long plastic stick. And then it had this thing that would hit your ankle and hurt so badly, and you would like jump over it with the other leg. Mm-hmm. Like it would go around and you jump and you jump and you jump.
Would it actually hurt?
It would when it hit your ankle. It was
why was it a game to jump over it?
Yeah,
I understand that, but why is the punishment that you get really hurt in the ankles and it's like
it's like a
byproduct of playing with a toy.
Got it.
Like the tetherball. Remember kids would just get knocked in the face. Like it was a thing that would happen.
Got it. Okay. All right.
I think that it also had like a counter on there,
yes,
didn't it?
Did.
It? But so it was kind accurate. Of like a but it was kind of like an exercise thing for the kids.
I had the automatic one, so it would count the rotations.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
She said that, I was like, I freaked out because I was like, I haven't thought of that in forever. Memory unlocked, okay? Like 90s toys we grew up with. But I freaked out because I was obsessed with it, but I never owned one. So anytime I went to my friend's house, they had one and I'd be obsessed with playing with it while I was playing at their house.
Yeah. Mm.
So I like screamed because I was like, oh my God, that's so niche. But yeah, she was like, this game is so much more fun when it's niche and random things. You know,
I want to play the game, but also now I want to talk about like our favorite kids' toys because now I'm really
I mean, let's play it while doing it because I have one for Remy right now.
Okay. Go.
Okay. I assume that you absolutely loved Dance Dance Revolution.
Nothing was more annoying than when you'd be really in it, but like the mat would slip while you're on top and then like throw you off.
Did anybody else play? Because it was like the game that you'd have in your house, so they weren't like the best. Having the machine that you'd see at like Dave and Buster's.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those work too.
I get this.
But like those mats, the mats sucked.
Wait, what song do you think of? Because I just thought of Sandstorm.
Oh.
Oh yeah, that one's good.
I think of every time we touch.
Usually the ones that come in my head are like all it's all K-pop.
Oh.
I feel like the songs in my head, and I know I played it at my friend's house and it was all like songs that we know, but only K-pop songs come in my head when I think of DDR.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dance Revolution. What's the Twice song that you love? TT. That's right.
Wait, love that.
So guys, I won the game.
That's it.
Because
it's
I got
it's over.
Thanks
it's
for
over.
Watching, guys.
I assume this could go for both of you. I assume
you got to pick one.
Oh, I assume Zayn, his first. I don't want to say criminal act. His first illegal thing he ever did was download LimeWire.
No.
Really?
No, I never touched. I never touched LimeWire. I like,
really?
That, my friends would do that, and then I would grab their.
I should have went with you.
This is a LimeWire exclusive.
And then it would randomly like speed up. Wait,
because
really?
I wasn't good with that type of shit. Like, so my friends had LimeWire. They would download all the songs, and then I would go to their house, and they would have a bunch of songs available, and then I would plug in my iPod and then take songs from them because I didn't like buying them.
You
off
know what's
iTunes.
Sad. Kids nowadays will never know the fun of burning a CD.
Oh, yeah.
That was so
cool. And decorating it with Sharpies.
For a road trip, yes. You'd make a specific CD, like two CDs for an entire road trip, and then like pop in the next one.
Or like for your crush or like your boyfriend or like you like, here's a mixtape.
Still, that's cute. That's cute though, still. To do it now, burn a CD for, I mean, that's annoying as fuck, but still, like, it's cute.
It's so hard now.
Well, they wouldn't be able to play it anymore.
Nobody has a CD.
I guess it would
ROM
be
anymore.
Like a playlist. Like, hey, like share this playlist.
Yeah, like now it's like a Spotify playlist.
You have to, you have to give them that's like a cute CD player. It's like, oh my God. Now you have to like, you have to use
it.
Did
you have a Walkman?
I had a Nickelodeon one. It had slime like green on it and it was orange.
Oh, nice.
Is that like an iPad?
It was the portable CD player.
It was like square. It was kind of like square. They'd have like funky designs.
And you have to hold it perfectly like this
so
in your hand. You literally couldn't walk with it.
Yeah.
You had to like.
No. Once it's in, you can.
You turn the CD, it would.
You had to.
Oh, really?
I had like a boombox. I don't think I had a portable. Like,
you didn't have one for a CD?
I don't think
so. Really? In the car?
I don't think so.
Because they would make one for the CD, but also the radio's on there too. You could play like a different radio station, then you switch the CD.
Okay, just kidding. My Walkman for the cassettes was Nickelodeon. For my CD, it was the CD one. It was blue.
Mm.
I loved having I always had my CD player with me. I had my headphones, and I would just sit there and just.
Me with my Avril Lavigne CD.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway, because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Me too, though.
Or hit clips.
Hit clips. Kind of a scam,
were
though.
Were so cool, but like 15 seconds of a song.
Yeah,
like,
it was scammy.
Scammery.
Or Tooth Tunes.
What?
That was crazy. It's a toothbrush that plays songs, and it plays it for the amount of time
you're supposed to brush your teeth.
Tooth Tunes was fire.
Tooth Tunes is amazing.
You
video
doing choreography.
Now.
They should be doing the choreography and everything too.
Video Now. Anyone have a Video Now player?
No.
I loved my Video Now.
Oh, I remember the logo of Video Now player.
I got it.
I specifically remember what it looks like.
I had my Jesse McCartney music video.
I have another one for Remy.
Okay.
I assume that I forget how old we all were. I assume that you loved eating these granola bars.
I hated Kudos.
No!
I would say that to this day.
Oh my God.
That's the one snack that I did not like. That and Yogos. I hated Yogos.
Yogos, I understand. Yogos are not good.
I hated a Kudos.
I really thought you were a Kudos
I think
fan.
I hated them.
That's so cool.
Kudos was the best.
Remember those?
M&M ones?
Mm-mm. These came and went poof in a matter of 6 months.
No,
I
swear I had like three a day. Like in my head, it felt healthy.
They were addicting.
So good.
Yeah. Mm-mm. This popped up on my feed and I about had a heart attack.
I love those TikToks where it's like 10 photos that you scroll through and it's got that song. Yeah. And it's like 90s snacks or like early 2000s snacks that you forgot about. The Altoids, the orange Altoids.
They're coming back.
I saw.
The Rocky ones that look like.
No. The tangerine Altoids. Yes. Those are coming back.
Okay, so fun fact. Jordan has a collection of like every Altoid ever made.
No
way. Jordan, shut the fuck up. Get the cup. Call in.
We bought a 20-year-old Pez packet and we did a taste test.
What did it taste like?
Was it like
taste the same?
They still sell them though.
It tasted the same. Yeah, we went to a vintage store and they were selling like all the old Pez like dispensers.
Oh wow.
Wait, how is that legal if it's expired?
Well, it was just like a vintage store, and it was just like collectibles.
Oh, so they're not
they weren't
like
selling it to you. I love that you guys ate it.
It was a fully sealed.
Did you film this?
Yeah.
Okay.
The flavor was there. Like, it tasted fine, but it shattered in a really funny way.
Oh.
Like, when you bite it, normally you kind of get like that bite to it, but it almost was like plasticky.
Whoa.
And it kind of had an aftertaste that was a little funny, but not as bad as what we'd expect.
What character was on the Pez container?
It was the Bugs edition.
Oh my God.
Like from Bugs Life?
Bugs Life?
No, just B-U-G-Z.
Bugs.
I don't know. Huh. They were cool bugs.
How cute.
Yeah. Also, 20 years ago sounds like crazy, but it's what, 2004? That like
we so
oh
ours.
Oh my God.
The one we got was year 2000.
The 80s. That's crazy.
I have another one for you.
That's insane. Go.
I assume that not only did you like this toy, but you were really, really good at it.
Oh.
Bop It.
Oh, yeah.
You were, you, nobody could beat you.
You were good?
I was pretty good.
I could see you're taking it very seriously.
I was pretty good. I'm so competitive, so I definitely, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love
Were you Bop It original?
Original.
With a Flick It?
I didn't like the original one.
Original.
Not
okay.
this, Keep not this like driver one.
It was too much. Didn't they make one that was like six? Like they.
That was really good. I can't do it again, but that was really good.
You know how they have a Nathan hot dog eating contest? They should have a Bop It contest, like international. Like, honestly. I feel like people would kill it, but they make a special one where it like goes fat, like really fast.
Hold on. You just remind. I'm assuming we're still on the games, but that you were super into Rubik's Cubes.
I was not.
Really?
I wasn't.
You seem like a Rubik's girly.
And you know what? I see that.
Wait,
why? Because she's a nerd.
You were a slinky. You love it.
I didn't like a slinky, but you know what I loved? That thing that it's like a water, kind of looks like a penis. It's like a water toy.
Oh, yeah. Uncircumcised penis.
No, those
one time
crazy.
I used it. I used it to.
No.
Let's not.
No.
Let's not and save.
No.
Save it.
And we wonder why we get demonetized every week.
I didn't say anything. It was your thoughts that were dirty.
Finish it.
We made an detection.
I assume that you used.
No. Wait. You didn't finish your story.
What story?
What you were saying.
Well, we can
finished.
You finished.
I finished.
You confirmed.
Oh, I finished.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, I did. And where did I get it from? Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, I fucking love Rainforest Cafe.
All right. So
good. That place was crazy. The fact it was in the middle of a mall.
Kid,
was
amazing. Yeah.
Come on. Ours had a pirate ship next to it where you cross the little bridge.
Okay, Florida. Little,
it was a really one in Florida. Nice one. I assume that. Oh, I think more you. You were a limited two girly.
Oh, of course I was.
Okay. Limited two. That was a cheap shot, Heath. That's not fair.
Well, some people weren't into it.
I was just a little poor.
Oh, limited two was expensive?
Yes.
Really?
How
stupid
expensive. Like,
so expensive.
Compared to what?
You were
like hand-me-downs.
No, you were juicy, right?
I did have one juicy bag that I saved up for, and I got it at the
Juicy
Cabazon outlet.
Okay, hold on. I got a good one. I assume that you had a Michael Kors watch when you were younger that you wore acting like you were the it, and I bet you it was rose gold.
Okay, I'm gonna
send you the photo of my Michael Kors rose gold watch.
Shut up,
arm candy.
Literally, rose. I still have them to this day because they're like my prized possession.
Yep.
Rose gold, gold, and silver, and black. I'll send photos. God. And white. I still have them all.
Wow. Okay, I don't
think you see it.
I assume, Alicia, you had a black and white checkered backpack in high school.
Wait, I didn't.
Shoot.
No, those were so trendy.
Like a Vans like one.
Yes,
like
the cool Vans black and white
checkered
backpack.
I assume you wore your backpack like opposite of what was cool. So if everyone had it down, you wore it super high. Or if everyone had it super high,
I followed the, I'm not a leader.
I'm not a leader.
I follow trends. Like, okay, whatever I see around me, that's how I'm wearing
it's
my back.
Whatever Jeff Harrelson was wearing his backpack. Like,
how do you know his last name too? That's crazy.
I wanted to be him too. Bitch.
Oh my, we all did. His name was Jeffrey Rye on MySpace.
Okay.
Four years of high school.
There's these two really big YouTubers. And I met this girl recently on a trip, and she was telling me that she actually, like, her fiance works for these big YouTubers. So when it was time to, like, they did, like, a party or something, they all went to this party, like, at a restaurant or whatever, and they're talking. And long story short, this girl's cousin was, like, there their Jeff Harrelson from high school. Like, they were in love with her, like, always in love with her, like, obsessed with her. Like, and they still talk about her to this day. They're, like, fully adults, wives, kids, all the things. But they're like, that's wait, great. You, like, know Megan Smith? And they, like, freak the fuck out. And
wait,
like,
I'm done.
Megan Smith is a good, so popular girl name.
Yeah. So good. And so now they're, like, obsessed with her because she's cousins with Megan Smith.
Oh.
And they're, like, obsessed with her now.
Mm. Oh, wait. Megan the... The one that
her
works at PR?
Her cousin was like, no.
Oh, I thought, sorry.
I assume Zayn said he was dating a girl from a different school.
No. Never.
That's so good.
Because no one would believe it. I couldn't even get that out. There's no way.
When you're like, yeah, they go to a different school.
People, like, there's people that knew me too well that's not true.
Oh, damn.
Not true at all.
I thought I had that one.
I assume that in private quarters, you've tried to lick a candle because it tasted so good or smelled so good.
Lick?
No, but I did. There was a similar thing that I feel like I always wanted to eat, like the chapsticks.
Okay.
That girls would wear.
Yeah.
That smelled like cookie dough.
Yeah.
I wanted to like try to take a bite, but I never did.
Okay.
I assume that you were super obsessed and protective over eraser caps. You were too scared to use them because you didn't want to file an edge down, so you left them mint condition.
That's good, Heath.
I wasn't afraid to use them, but I had these monkey erasers that I was obsessed with.
Okay.
I really would play with them in class.
I forgot that people would put it over their pencils and they would take it off, use an eraser, and put it back on.
People who would eat, you would eat them, huh?
No.
Oh my
people
God.
Would people would eat like, erasers?
They'd be like munching
like pen,
on
like
them.
Like pen caps, like, erasers, yeah. That's gross.
I assume you loved Sun-In.
Sun In, what is that?
What is
that spray that you put on your hair to lighten it in the sun?
That was my brother.
Oh!
My brother, because he was like hot lifeguard, super long blonde
oh
hair.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
No, I started losing my blonde and I didn't really fight it.
Do you ever dye your hair with Kool-Aid?
No.
Ah!
People dyed their hair with Kool-Aid?
Yeah, like a streak or something. Like
cute. With Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
And it worked?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually hard to get out.
It's terrible.
It was like a summer thing.
You just brought back a memory. I was obsessed with this like pimple medicine tube that was tinted.
Oh.
And I remember I would always, Mom, could I get it? Because I was so embarrassed if I had like a pimple.
Wait.
Because like people would like make fun of everybody.
Oh.
So it was like a little tinted thing and I would always like put it on and like try to like blend it in.
Oh.
A pimple medicine tube?
Yeah. Picture like a acne kind
like
of cream,
Mario Badescu vibes, right?
But it was tinted like a tan
color.
Like tan colored, so you could like blend it in, so the redness would go.
Oh,
away. And I would sit there all before school, and I would just put it like.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah, I had perfect skin in school, so I never had to use anything like that.
Dick,
I had such bad acne when I was younger.
You did.
I got it when I was an adult.
Mine was forehead. My forehead was lit up.
Yeah, was it our hair? I was always told it was my hair that
I
I'd
think
get
it was like the gel
and
product from when, like constantly this and then you'd sweat and it would just be like all over.
Really?
With bangs, if I like didn't wash my hair much, you can break out from it just because there's more like product or oil. Like if you hairspray them every day, but like don't, you know.
Yeah, my forehead was bad.
I assume that you went through a puka shell necklace phase.
Girl!
Oh, I know you did.
Yup.
Yup.
Puka shell
necklace. Those were so trendy, but I can so see that.
So like I had the puka one, and then I also had like the other like kind of like brown beaded ones.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my, wow, this is crazy. I was also obsessed with plastic lanyard, I would, where you weave it,
yes,
and I would
over,
make
over
like
under,
a rope.
I never knew how to do it.
And then I would do the twist one, and I'd turn them into bracelets, and I would like give them to people.
Bracelets.
Loved.
Or you would do that and clip it to your side so you didn't have to wear your lanyard, your school ID around your neck.
Because you said you are so trendy, and you said bracelets. I'm assuming both of you had multiple of the I Love Boobie bracelets.
Never.
No.
Never?
No.
What's I Love Boobie?
I had Lance Armstrong.
Yes. Okay.
One time. Live Strong.
Yes.
I had that.
It was like a breast cancer awareness.
Oh.
It was like all the everybody.
Is it pink?
All the cool guys had I Love Boobies, but I was too scared to wear one.
Well, at our Christian school, you couldn't wear them.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Okay. Got one for you specifically. You, I assume, wore those little black skinny rubbery bracelets and would intertwine them and pull them
Okay.
And it would be like the two lines and then they would twist and then the two lines.
I loved those.
I didn't, but I would always do that design with like two hair ties.
Okay.
All the time.
Oh, that's like, close.
Yeah.
Alicia, I assume you had a phase where you were really into the color purple.
I wasn't.
Aww. Oh.
I feel like most girls, no? Purple. I feel like a lot of girls have like a purple phase. But I thought phase. You,
was there a color phase?
Blue was like always my favorite color. Okay.
It was mine too.
I
love
blue. And then, oh my God. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes when I look at this wall, I get slightly triggered because I had a blue room growing up. So I had a lot of blue furniture, like the little, like, you know, the chair that, you know, the 90s chair.
The rock.
Yeah. Like I had that. I had some other blue stuff. And then I forget what birthday it was. My gift was like, oh, we can repaint your room whatever color you want, right? My parents were like, you can choose a color. Like, it could be crazy and whatever. So at first it was like this blue thing. And then I was like, I want green because I was all about green for whatever reason for a hot minute. So then I paint, but I was like, but I have so much blue furniture, so I should keep the blue. So I did blue and green. But then I'm looking at it, I'm like, this looks like a literal like toddler's nursery. Let me add black.
Okay, better.
So it looked like the aliens from Toy Story.
Was like one wall black. So one wall this was wall, blue.
When I see the blue, the green, and the black, that's like exactly what my like room was one for wall the was longest green, time.
Kind of sick.
One was blue, one was black.
Yeah, it was just like all over. Wow. But then it took so long to do, and it was so expensive, so I was just like, it's fine. So I left it that way for like years. Crazy. But
blue furniture, I feel like, is hard to find.
And then came the iconic zebra.
Yes. And then I moved to Ashley's old room once she...
Zebra's a good one.
Yeah, I did have a zebra curtains.
The iconic.
Icon. The and hot
iconic.
Pink.
I assume, Heath, that you loved to wear this in high school. The Axe chocolate spray.
Not in high school. Middle school, all I wore was Axe chocolate.
I can still smell it. I still smell it.
It was amazing.
No,
it was
not
so
in our
good.
PE hallway. Oh my God, it was so strong. Just all these like smelly middle school boys were like,
it was all like, Axe. So the whole every boy wore like it either was, Axe or
it was it. You had to.
Yeah.
You had to be cool.
And it was just easy to bring with you. You spray really quick and it was strong too. It got rid of that like stank, sweat,
stank.
PE smell too.
Yeah. Nasty. PE was the worst.
And Axe, did they still have Axe out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People buy Axe still?
Hey Axe, please sponsor our pod.
Zane,
sponsor.
I assume you had a sidekick.
No.
Wait,
no.
Wow.
No.
You give sidekick energy.
He does.
No, you give
right?
like, no.
That I have a sidekick?
Like that phone with the.
Oh, Remy. I thought you meant like I had a sidekick. Like I had
a partner in crime.
Yeah. I was like, Remy, do you not know me? I had barely any friends. So a sidekick, the phone.
Like the phone.
No, I didn't.
Really?
Like the actual, sidekick?
Like that was cool kid energy. Yeah. T-Mobile sidekick.
I had the one from Sprint.
I had Sprint.
Yeah. Do you know they made like a phone that slid, but it wasn't cool.
LG chocolate.
Yes. Oh LG. God. It was something
that's
like that.
That's what made
me
think of it. Cause of the spray.
Mm. Yeah.
I wanted a sidekick or a razor. I never had a razor.
I assume I was with Singular. So we had a lot of like,
I was Singular too.
That was my first phone. When I got my first flip phone.
Oh my God.
It was so,
you got a
so,
razor.
No. I had like the,
Verizon had the razor.
It was like silver, like very small, like flip. It was really bad.
Okay.
I think I still have my first phone somewhere. It doesn't work anymore, but
my dad was like, you were only using this to call us type phone. Like
Firefly.
It was.
I wanted a Firefly so badly.
I remember showing it off to all my friends in school. So you're embarrassing. Like, they had like the best phones. And I'm just like, guys, look. You know how they surprised me with it too? We're in the car and they had it in one of his pockets that were hung from his car seat. And it started ringing. We're like, whose phone is that?
Wait, that's cute. Oh. That's so cute.
That's so sweet.
But they did all that for this shitty little phone.
No, that's really cute.
I feel like it was so expensive then. Like
It was. But like looking back, it's just really funny that.
Were you so excited?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I was excited to be able to have a device that I could call my friends with, because I always had to use the house phone, and I didn't like talking to friends on the house phone because they could listen to on the other side.
Yeah, Zane on the phone doing this like hair flip. Hold on, I gotta take this.
No, it was straight, and so like it would. So I would flip. It would go.
Just reminded me. So I want to give a huge shout out to my parents. Thank you so much for always letting me use your upgrades. Do you remember that?
Wait, my parents did too.
That was
They really
took one for, you know.
That's nice.
For the team on that one. Like, because what was it? Every 2 years you got to get like an upgrade. And the way it was set up was like, they would just keep theirs and they would always let me get their free upgrade.
That's so sweet.
Thank you. Like, kids can be mean. So like, that really means a lot when like, for you to have like a nicer phone. Yeah. Like,
your mom still has the first iPhone. She's still like, honey, y'all need to upgrade.
They work fine though. That's the problem.
No, they don't.
The first ones.
Her iPhone is so old, but it still works perfectly.
Heath, I bet you if she gave you her phone for a day, you would see how slow it is. Those phones, they don't update.
I went when
a new phone comes out.
Wait, have you seen like, the new? Like,
Of course it works, but like it. God help you try to get to the sixth slide on.
For them,
on the,
they're good.
I went on a bachelorette trip and a girl asked me to take her photo, and she gave me her phone, and it still had the home button. Like,
the white refrigerator.
I just like forgot. It's so funny how you so quickly, like we all have that, but you so quickly forget like that time that we had. It was crazy.
Also when the phones were literally like the iPhone 4 or whatever, like they were so small. Like you couldn't even like.
Or the curved back with the, remember the mirrored curved back on the first iPhone?
Oh, you know they came out with vapes now where there's a screen like iPhone on it?
No. Yeah. How many puffs you're hitting?
No, it's like a little phone, but it's a vape attached.
Oh my God.
The important things in life, like all attached in one.
I assume your parents had an SUV with the DVD players installed in the headrests.
Remy.
We didn't have money like that.
No.
I know. We didn't know.
Good guess, though. Good guess. We were a very road trip family. So we had a like a minivan.
Love.
Wait, we did too. It was green. Honda Odyssey.
I always wanted
that. It was
Odyssey.
A very expensive thing to have. Like, it was rare you see people in Florida have a car with TVs in
it. The headset.
Yeah.
TV.
That was like, if you had, they were like, oh shit, they got
the
money.
The ones in the headrest were crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but like the thing is that today I feel like it's not cheesy. It's
not like what it used to
it's
be.
It's not a thing anymore. I don't think.
It just doesn't look good.
Also because DVDs aren't a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is crazy.
I assume your man crush for a very long time was Pete Wentz.
Okay, not for a very long time, but like for a little minute. You know, when I was like entering my like wannabe emo
phase. You seem like Fallout obsessed.
Oh, I love Fallout. Tyson Ritter was my favorite, which why when he, All American Rejects, when I did see them front stage last summer, I was kind of freaking out.
I assume, Remy, that you are obsessed with the Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls.
Oh my God.
Honestly, no.
I assume you knew someone in high school that dated him and told everybody that.
Yes.
They outed him?
Yeah, there was this girl in our school that dated him. Oh. And then also had a Sweet 16
on him.
Oh, I know we've talked about this on our podcast, but we have to tell him the story.
Yes.
It's so good.
It was the same girl dated him, right?
Also. No, she said she dated him.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I did a shoot with him, like one of my first like LA shoots. I remember being like, it's Aaron Samuels.
Yeah, there was this girl in our high school that was going to be doing like a Sweet 16 for MTV, told the whole school.
My super sweet
Jordan,
16.
Who performed? Linkin Park.
Damn.
Okay, budget.
It's this whole thing. It's going around. Everybody's talking about. We're all looking forward to it. We're all trying to make the cut, right? We're like, how do we get close with this girl in a few weeks?
Oh, to be her, like have that power.
Had you ever spoken to her before this?
No, she wasn't. Really. She wasn't like one of the popular girls or anything.
We were in like classes together.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, Jordan was close with her. Jordan got picked to be a background dancer on stage
with Linkin Park,
blown routine. So it's like 10 of them. They're staying after school every day, learning choreography
in that multi-purpose room.
Not be shocked by
they are going all out.
Did you audition, Jordan?
Wait, I need clarification. Was this for Linkin Park or like her entrance?
This was just like
for the performance.
For the performance for Sweet 16 MTV episode.
Like when she walks out, like
just we didn't know exactly what it was going to be, right? But we just knew we needed to go.
Just murmurs. Yeah.
So Jordan, how many weeks did you spend after school every day working on this?
2 weeks.
It probably felt like 4
2
months.
2 weeks every day for 2 weeks.
And it feels like your big break.
And then she just didn't show up to school anymore.
What do you mean?
She told.
I think the lie got so big.
Oh!
And spread so far.
God.
That she couldn't face anybody and face the truth that it wasn't a real thing.
But she made you do 2 weeks of dance lessons and then stopped showing
up. They made choreography.
Wait, so if you, MTV, if you knew this girl, you would know
it was never a thing.
It was all a lie.
Wait, the way that like I also would just go to a different school because I couldn't face it.
Yeah, no, it's not something you wanna live.
And never came back again?
Her family was rich, though. Wait, I remember
I bet they were trying to pull strings. I bet they were like, we got to figure this out. How do we get
it? Mom, you got to do it. Everybody.
She's like, honey, why would you lie? Why would you lie to all your friends?
And when she came back the next year, did anyone bring it up or just pretended?
She didn't come back next year.
Jordan said she came back.
She came back the following school year. I think most of the people forgot. And then also was just like.
We never forgot.
You kind of know.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Oh my God. Poor thing.
But she also went around telling everybody that she dated Aaron Samuel.
Same girl.
This girl's got a lying problem for sure.
The Salulu.
I assume that you're going to get married soon.
Real.
That was crazy.
Wrap it up.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode.
Wait. Never mind.
What? Do you have a good one?
I was going to say one, but then I think it's real. I assume you got a pet but couldn't take care of it at some point in your life. But didn't you do that?
Very good. It was a bearded dragon.
I was thinking of a dog as a kid, though, but then I realized.
Everybody thinks I ate it.
No.
What?
Well, that's because I said it, but.
Wait, where'd he go? Okay, I assume you had a dog.
I gave it back to somebody that owned
a farm?
Other bearded dragons who takes really good care of them.
I did that with my tortoise at one point.
Yeah. My friend had to do that with their pig, too. They got a micro pig because, it was so trendy.
Yeah.
A micro pig?
They're like mini pigs.
Oh, okay.
It was like super trendy for a minute. But then it kept growing.
I think it depends on like the space they're in, and like they'll get pigs are if you feed them they'll keep getting bigger.
Oh.
Turtles or tortoises, depending on the space. Yeah, it's the enclosure.
Wait, that's kind of
to the. What do you mean to the enclosure? Like where they're living in?
If they're in a small place, they're not going to grow as big because they need to like fit in the space. But if you let them like roam, they'll just get bigger.
Wait, but that's crazy because like their potential, that's sad.
That's why I gave Millie to a girl who had lots of tortoises.
Yeah.
Oh, so like that 100-year-old tortoise that's like this, that's because he had so much room to.
I know,
because
he's
live his life.
Oh, so the bigger ones are the heavier ones.
Yeah, they have room. Maybe they're like, I don't know.
Have you ever had turtle soup?
No.
Okay, guys. Well, we love you so much. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Guys, you can check out these episodes every Thursday.
What's assumptions you have about us? I don't know if I want to
read
them.
Let's not. Yeah.
Please wait for me to not read the comments.
Oh, yeah. Make assumptions about each of us
in
the comments.
I assume Alicia interrupts everyone as a fucking whore.
Oh.
I was just beating them to it.
Let's not open up that.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Peace.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.